The Vatican is refusing to comment on the Prime Minister's demand for the Pope to sack Archbishop Philip Wilson, who's the most senior Catholic in the world to be convicted of concealing child sexual abuse. Archbishop Wilson is refusing to resign while he appeals. While child survivors of sexual abuse are welcoming Malcolm Turnbull's intervention, some within the church are questioning it. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Pope Francis delivers advice to the faithful as well as world leaders of all colours and creeds. But in what Vatican watchers describe as a highly unusual move, Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has offered His Holiness some guidance of his own.
This does seem certainly unprecedented, but I can't remember certainly in recent times of a Prime Minister or a leader of a country asking the Pope to intervene.
Christopher Lamb is the Rome correspondent for the Catholic publication, The Tablet. He says it will be interesting to see how the Pope responds to Mr. Turnbull's demands to sack Archbishop Philip Wilson, who's been convicted of concealing child sexual abuse.
There will be a part of him that doesn't want to allow the church to succumb to political pressure. At the same time, he is very conscious and aware of what is going on in Australia.
The Prime Minister's very public call will come as no surprise to the Catholic Church. Earlier this month, Malcolm Turnbull made similar demands behind closed doors. It's understood he requested Australia's ambassador to the Holy See, Melissa Hitchman, to convey the government's position to the Vatican. Some within the church, including Sister Maria, are appalled.
The Pope belongs to the Vatican State, and I think it is very unfair of the Prime Minister to interfere in the business of another state.
Sister Maria is a canon lawyer, which refers to the Church's laws that deal with issues such as procedures and administration. She argues the Pope has already taken action.
The Pope has asked Archbishop Wilson to step aside, and he has appointed an apostolic administrator to take over the functioning of the Archdiocese of Adelaide.
Sister Maria argues no further action should be taken until Archbishop Wilson has his appeal considered.
He can ask him to resign if the process that is the correct process is set in place.
Child sexual abuse survivor Peter Gogarty says there's no need for the Pope to wait.
An Australian citizen has been convicted for knowing about child abuse, and the person involved refuses to resign from his position. I think if we were talking about someone in the corporate world, they would be gone.
He was abused by his local priest, Jim Fletcher. Archbishop Philip Wilson was convicted of covering up some of Father Fletcher's crimes in the 1970s. Peter Gogarty has praised Mr. Turnbull for taking a stand.
As a survivor of abuse, and particularly someone who's been involved in this case, I'm really grateful to the Prime Minister that he's got involved. I think it reflects the importance of this issue.
The Prime Minister's calls for action also have the support of the Labor Party.
Stephanie Boris reporting.